Blog Talk Radio.
What difference if I hail from North or South, or from the East or West? My heart is filled with love. Hotel
chain. We had Eva Marie Saint. Remember her in On the Waterfront? She was born today. A guy who's given lawyers a bad name, Geraldo Rivera, was born today. He's pulled a lot of questionable media things. We had also Ann Landers and her sister Abigail Brandburn. She was born today. One of the biggest criminal and brilliant minds, the guy who was responsible for Las Vegas, he was born today, Meyer Lansky. We had George Murphy, who was a tap dancer, actor who worked with Shirley Temple Black, and also was U.S. Senator from California. We had Louis B. Mayer of Metro and Goldwyn Mayer Studios. He was born today. Louis Armstrong was born today, and a person who is not given the accolades and recognition was Giuseppe Garibaldi. He was a guy who fought on both sides of Civil War. He also was the guy who finally kicked the Austrians out of Italy, and also forced the Pope to retreat to the enclave of Vatican City, because there was a thing called the Papal States at that time. And he's the most interesting character, and we really need a movie for this guy. Let's see, some of the other events today. Slavery was abolished in New York in 1827. The first tariff was passed by Congress. We had West Point was set up today, and we're going to salute them with a piece of music. We have a rare recording from the archives, the Western Public Radio archives, of Sousa playing a Star Spangled Banner, Stars and Stripes Forever. And we'll probably end with that. Also on this date in the Spanish-American War, the United States seized Wake Island, which was Spanish at that time. There's a famous movie in World War One where that was one of the first islands that the Japanese seized was Wake, and then a movie came out. I think John Ford put the movie out called Wake Island, and how we lost it and how the Marines fought to the bitter end, and how they were abused and later executed. Horrible things had happened to them. Also today, Hawaii flag was unfurled, Stars and Stripes with the 50th state, which was Hawaii. This is one of the controversies about Obama's mother, that this whole birth thing, it hasn't gone away, it's just gone quiet for the moment, because it's going to come up again, unfortunately. Also on this state, before that, Alaska came in as the 49th state, and then Hawaii during the Eisenhower administration, both of those states. And then also on this day, and this may have something to do with Jack Cashel's very good book on the downing of Flight 800, TWA, the U.S. in 1989, had an accidental firing of a missile, and it had awful consequences. We still are suffering them, where it shot down by accident. An Iranian jetliner in which 290 people were killed, and this may have been one of the reasons that the Islamic terrorists attacked the USS Cole, that destroyer. Also, some people believe that a missile was fired at the, accidentally maybe, or deliberately, we don't know, at the flight, TWA flight 800 that was going out of I think Kennedy Airport. Interestingly, an Israeli jet LL was supposed to take that flight spot, and it was switched for some reason. One of the planes was not ready to take off or something, and these are one of the freak things that happen in history. We don't know, but we did have a series. I did a series called American Issues Forum, which we tried to bring together different political groups and people of different political persuasions to meet and see if we were common ground. We had a military engineer, and he also did black ops and that sort of thing. He was retired. Brought photos and everything, and in his opinion, it was a missile that brought that plane down. But we may never know. It's one of those mysteries like Lincoln's and Kennedy's assassination. So that goes on. And also today, the Tuskegee Institute was founded by George Washington Carver, the guy that created peanuts and a lot of products from peanuts. He also met with Theodore Roosevelt, had dinner with him in the White House, and Roosevelt was a racist. He looked down on the dark people, and one of the reasons TR intervened in the Russo-Japanese War, one of my favorite wars because of a lot of historical events happened, like the Black Sea Fleet sailing 5,000 miles from the Black Sea all the way around to the Straits of Tsushima, where the Japanese were waiting for them, and the British-built ships beat the Russian Navy ships, some of which were built in the United States, such as the Varig, which we'll get into another day, which has an American U.S. Supreme Court connection to it. Tuskegee Institute did train pilots in World War II, black pilots, the Tuskegee Flyers, and initially, the United States Army Air Force, we didn't have an official separate armed service called the Air Force like we do today. They didn't trust the blacks' competence in flying, and they used to accompany the bombers over Germany. Mrs. Roosevelt, Eleanor, went up with one of the black pilots, and that convinced people that these guys were competent. So we're going to end today with the... rare recording came out of the archives, and we'll catch up on the other stuff because of this crash, computer crash, with John Philip Sousa playing his Stars and Stripes. Conducting his own march, the Stars and Stripes Forever. Since a lot of people are on the mall today, we'll play the other March King, a Jewish March King, who didn't get the credit that he should get. This is Richard Franco Goldman. Sorry about the slip up. We'll resume Wednesday and we'll play those rare recordings of Calvin Coolidge and George M. Cohen. It's Peter Paul Brazola. Good night.